Hi, I'm Toma.
I'm Renzo.
And I'm JC. We're in Deep Pockets, a podcast where we interview some of the most legitimate and successful investors and business people that can help us reach the deep pocket status.
What's up, guys? And welcome back to another episode of Deep Pockets. So, yun, kamusta, kamusta? And so I'm just making this episode kasi maraming, 'di ba, itong 2020, maraming pumasok na newbie sa market, maraming baguhan na pumasok sa stock market at mas marami na nakita yung opportunity. And marami na nagsisimula mag-aral. Right? Hindi lang sila yung base, hindi na basic lang na oh, bibili lang ng ganito, hawakan ko forever. A lot of people are trying to, you know, become traders as well. And a common question, well, ano naman 'to eh? Karamihan ang tinatanong din ng lahat, even myself when I was starting out. What's more important or what works better? Technical analysis or fundamental analysis? Ayun yung common na tanong eh. Diba? Ano ba dapat aralin ko? Kasi both are intensive to study at a high level. Diba? When you're looking at TA, there's a lot of, and if you know diba, what TA and FA is already, TA is very complicated. It can get complicated, especially at high levels. FA can get really deep. Diba? And very, you know, comprehensive as well. And so, quick background lang for those who don't know, what is technical analysis? Technical analysis, so I'll differentiate the two. When we say TA or technical analysis, I'll just call it TA and FA. So, TA for technical analysis and FA for fundamental analysis. So, when we say TA, it's the study of price and volume action to make better investment decisions, right? So, what do you look at when you focus on TA? You look at charts. But you look at charts, you have your indicators, etc. Diba? So you look at these charts to make your investment decisions. And then in the charts, yung mga price charts, may makikita ka kasi mga patterns. Diba? So may mga patterns yan. I'm sure narinig yun na. Mga kapwa handle, head and shoulders, or inverse head and shoulders, Darvas box, continuation patterns, high tight flags, etc. And then we have indicators like volume, RSI, moving averages, MACD, diba? CCI, ADX. And using all of these, we can form what we call a system. And with a system, diba, now that's basically going to be our strategy. Meron mga parameters yan na, oh, bibili lang ako ng ganitong stock if I see this this chart pattern, if I see this indicator giving me a few signals. So mas technical analysis, mas technical siya. Diba? And then when we talk about fundamental analysis, now we're looking at yung kaloob-looban ng company. We're looking at the things like the financial statements, financial ratio. So, titignan natin yung income statement, yung balance sheet, statement of cash flow. You want to see, okay, ano bang company yung, depende what type kaya. You say, you want to look for the cheap companies. Look at stuff like the PE ratio, diba? And other financial ratios. Or you want to compare two other companies. So, saan ba mas maganda mag-invest, diba? Parang compare mo, sino yung mas maganda yung earnings? Sino yung less debt, mas liquid? Stuff like that. So you look at those kind of parang accounting and finance terms. Diba? So it's really two different spectrums. And now, before I answer the question, ano ba yung mas okay? Here's another question. Diba? Do you have to use both parang respectively? Parang kung TA ka lang. Kung FA ka lang. The answer is no. Now, you can also actually mix it together in what we call a fundatech approach. Diba? So me personally, I use, when I was starting out, talagang technical analysis ako. Kasi parang titignan ko yung fundamental analysis, medyo inaantok ako. Right? This is me personally. But I know a lot of great traders use FA purely. But right now, actually, yung approach ko is I use a fundatech approach. Meaning 80% or 85% ng strategy ko is based primarily on technical analysis. And then 15 to 20% is based on FA. Diba? So parang yung TA, yun yung ulam. Diba? Yun yung main course. And then yung FA, yun yung parang gravy ko. Diba? Kung chicken, yun yung TA. Yung gravy ko, yun yung FA. Parang extra flavoring. Diba? Cause that's just me. Diba? And you know, from all the learnings you know I've gotten for the past 3 years, a lot of people use that approach. Even Boss JC, I learned that from him. Diba? Yung chicken, yung TA, yung FA mo, yun yung gravy. Diba? But now, is there really a better approach? Diba? And the answer is, obviously, the answer is no. Why? Because, just like anything else, the stock market, there's more than one way to skin the cat, but there's more than one way to make money, and it depends on what works for you. There are some people who are more comfortable using purely TA. There are some people who are comfortable using purely FA. But when you want to talk about pure technicians, top of mind, I'm not sure if I'm 100% correct, but you think of people like Marty Schwartz. You think of people like, sino mga pure TA? Basta yan, lalo na sa trading community at sa Pilipinas, maraming pure TA. Maraming magagaling na pure technical analysis yung ginagamit. Diba? And then meron din mga magagaling na ang ginagamit is purely FA. I'll just give one example. Warren Buffett. Diba? Purely FA, in my opinion, I believe. When there's a lot of people who use a mix of it. Diba? A lot of there's people like Mark Minervini, William O'Neill, David Ryan. We're all market wizards who use a combination of fundamental and technical analysis. But when you use, ito lang yung tip ko, diba? When you want to combine both, ako kasi, when they talk about FA, primarily I'm looking at earnings growth, net, parang profitable ba yung company, profit margin growth, and of course the catalyst, right? So now, if you would use a Fundatech approach, paano ko siya marirecommend? So I would say, don't take a trade, diba? Even if the fundamentals are really nice, do not take that trade if the technical factors don't add up. Diba? If you're not seeing what you like from a technical standpoint, meaning to say you want to buy it on a breakout and the stock is breaking down of support, but the fundamentals are nice, it's making money, technically undervalued, right? My catalyst. See, all these fundamental factors add up. But if you're a Fundatech guy or gal, you want to wait for the technical factors to show themselves first. So I will never trade. Sorry, I think I spoke too fast. Diba? If you're you want to be a Fundatech guy or gal, you don't want to take a trade even if only the fundamental factors are there. If they're the technical factors you like to see aren't there, I wouldn't take that trade. Diba? So ako, what I do is, when I do my screening, I do it technical. Diba? I look at uptrending stocks. I look at stocks that are setting up based on my technical parameters or screens. And then based on that, when I find solid, diba, stocks based on TA, sa strategy na gusto ko, I take a deeper look into it. Diba? Ano ba yung catalyst? Ano ba yung maganda ba yung earnings nito? Parang mas tumataas yung conviction mo pag andun din yung fundamental factors. But I would never take a trade. But even if the fundamentals were perfect, if the price doesn't, agree with it, diba? Parang, why would you, if talagang ang signal mo is breakout, diba? Tas bonus na yung maganda yung fundamentals. Why would you buy a stock that's breaking down, diba? Breaking below support or below moving averages dahil lang maganda yung fundamentals. Kasi here's the thing. The stock market, we know it's volatile, diba? Sometimes it can get also irrational because of the emotions of the market participants. So di talaga natin malalaman, diba, kung kailan ma-appreciate ang market yung fundamental factors na nakikita mo. So for me, it's best to follow price. Diba? So for me, price is king. Tapos, kung may solid na fundamentals, solid na. So another question, would I take a trade na pure technicals lang kahit pangit yung fundamentals? Yes. Why? Because again, price is king. If I see a stock making, let's say for example, an all-time high, which I like, pero 2 quarters ago, for the past 2 quarters, earnings were negative, but it's making a new all-time high. Would I take that trade? 10 out of 10 times, I would definitely take that trade. Because again, price is king. And there's a reason why a stock would, set up technically, based on technicals, the way you like it. Maybe it's because there's something we haven't seen yet, something we haven't appreciated yet. Because usually, right, price moves before something I learned from Javi. Price moves before the fundamentals come in, right? Because the market tends to discount, or move in advance, right? So that's a common topic, right? Na pinag-uusapan. And hopefully, and again, just to summarize, ano ba mas maganda, TA or FA? Depende sa'yo. Really depends on you. What works best for you? What you prefer to study? And what just fits your personality? Diba? San ka mas gamay? Can you mix both or do you have to use both separately? Yes, you can mix both. That's what you call a Fundatech approach. And that's what I use. And your ratio depends sa'yo, 50-50, 30-80, 80-20, it really depends on you na. But at the end of the day, choose an approach that works for you. But be disciplined in that approach. But most importantly, along with TA and FA, always practice risk management, have high levels, and keep learning about trading psychology, money management. And you're on your way to being a great trader. So that's it for this episode. right? And hopefully, you know, you guys come back for the next episode. And again, thank you for listening to Deep Pockets, and I'll see you guys on the next one.
That's it. Thank you for listening to the Deep Pockets by Investa podcast, and stay tuned for our next episode.